So I'll say just to kind of use as a springboard a little bit of this year. For some reason, I'm very much drawn to Bedikas Chametz. I know it's Avraham Zmano Batel Karbon already. It's old news. But I'll just share with you something that I think could tie in very beautifully to Pesach as well. So remember again, the opening Mishnah, Maseches Pesachim, is Or La'arba'asar Bolkinas HaChametz. Right? On the night of the 14th, we're Bolkinas HaChametz, we check for Chametz. So it's interesting that the Belzer Rebbe asks a very simple question. He says, why is it that we say Or La'arba'asar Bolkinas HaChametz? On the night of the 14th, we check for Chametz. It should be what? Or La'arba'asar Bolkinas HaBayis. Right? On the night of the, meaning, even though it doesn't translate well, Botkin Esa Chametz means we check the Chametz. So you could say, Orla Arba'as are Botkin Bishvil Chametz, or Orla Arba'as, yeah, or, but simply, if you want to say Orla Arba'as are Botkin Es, the next word should be Es Habayis. So what's the pshat? So the Belzer Rebbe carries on, it develops a very beautiful theme. It's much longer than what we have time for today, but it ties in a little bit to what we were discussing about yesterday. And of course, you know that the symbolism of Chametz ultimately is the Yetzirah. And the idea of Pesach is the idea of his Oros Tshuva, an awakening for change, an awakening for addressing those things that are Chametz within us in an effort to go ahead and clean the bias Hachitzoni and the bias Hapanimi. We clean the external home, we clean the internal home, like the Shechyonu we spoke about yesterday, the Yom Kippur. Seth pointed out to me, is amazing, that remember again, yesterday's Kriya Torah was Acharemos, which is the Kriya for Yom Kippur as well. Incredible idea that it's an awakening, it's his Oros for tshuva, an opportunity to change ourselves around. That's the essence of Pesach. You see, the whole idea is of Chayiv Adam Liros Es Atzmo means that not just Es Atzmo Kilu Yotzem Chayiv Adam Liros Es Atzmo Kilu Yotzem Mitzrayim is not just a din of seeing that I'm free. What does it mean to see as if I'm free? So we'll say freedom means the ability to change. Freedom means the ability to evolve. You know what's the chap with the slave? Every single day is the same. Every single day is the same. I made bricks yesterday, I'm going to make bricks tomorrow. And the terrible sadness of slavery is that you can't change anything. You're stuck in this rut of existence. And day after day, you have to live the same way. The beautiful part of freedom is I have the ability to make and remake myself every single day. I have the ability to clean the house. I have the ability to get rid of the chametz. I have the ability to make myself into the person I know I want to and absolutely can be. Says the Belzer Rebbe, that's the pshat. Arlar Basra, last night we began a process of Botkin Es HaChametz. The idea we have to do over Pesach is I need to identify what is the chametz in me. What are the shortcomings? What are the deficiencies? What are the faults? What are the challenges? I'm not both kinesa bias. I'm both kinesa chametz. I need to identify what are the things that need to be addressed. What are the things that somehow need to change? What are the things that I have to have the courage to be able to tackle? And the amazing part is the Haggadah gives us the process for change. You know, we're going to start in Maggid tonight. I said this over a few years ago. It's one of my favorite Vartlach. We say tonight in Halach Ma'anya. In Halach Ma'anya, we say, Hashata Hacha, Lashana Haba Ba'aradi Yisrael. Hashata Avdi. So this year we're here, next year it's Yisrael. Hashata Avdi. This year we're slaves. Lashana Haba Ba'aradi Yisrael. Next year we'll be in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Sol Meir Lau, in his commentary on the Haggadah Yachal Yisrael, asks a very simple question. He says, why don't we say, this year we're here, next year Yerushalayim? Or this year I'm a slave, next year I'll be free. Why don't we say, this year I'm here, not today I'm here, tomorrow I should be in Yerushalayim? Right? Why? I don't want to wait till next year. I want Mashiach today. I want to go to Israel today. Why do I say, today I'm a slave, next, or today, now I'm a slave, next year? Why a year? And Rabbi Lau says something absolutely amazing. Rabbi Lau says, because what the Haggadah is trying to sensitize us to, is that change takes time. Change takes time. Often change is gradual and incremental. That sometimes, again, we know what we want to change, we know what has to change, and we want it all now. And sometimes when you try to change too much too quickly, so things don't always go well, they often fall apart. So we're saying in the Haggadah is, Hashata Avdi, this year I'm a slave. There's a lot of chametz I still have to get rid of. And I know I want to get rid of it. But I'm also going to be patient with myself. I'm going to give myself the proper time to evolve. I'm going to give myself the proper time to grow into my chirus. So Hashata Avdi, I'm making myself a goal. L'shana haba b'nei chorin. Then in Yeretz Hashem, I'm going to give myself, by next Pesach, I want to be able to become the person I really want to be. Hashata hacha. Right now, this is where I'm rooted in life. You know what I'm saying? You know, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim HaKodesh is not just the place. It's not just, Yerushalayim is an ideal. It's an ideal. There's Yerushalayim, there's a geographic Yerushalayim, there's Yerushalayim Shalmata, there's Yerushalayim Shalmala, and there's Yerushalayim in here. Yerushalayim, ultimately, again, is the place where I need to get to. Yeah, I need to get to the geographic Yerushalayim, and I also need to get to the internal Yerushalayim. Hashat Ahacha, I'm not in Yerushalayim yet. I'm certainly not in the geographic Yerushalayim, and I'm not even in the internal Yerushalayim. L'shana haba ba'arad Yisrael. But I'm going to give myself the time, and I'm going to be able to get there. And the Rebbe said, this is the Yisod of Pesach. The Yisod of Pesach is a Yom Tov of His Orus, a Yom Tov of awakening, a Yom Tov where we have the ability, number one, to start with the process of Arla Arba Asar, Botkin Es HaChametz. My first part of the Avodah is I have to identify what is my Chametz in life. What are the areas that are in disrepair? What are the areas that need to be addressed? What are the areas that need to be rectified? And today, Erev Pesach already, I begin the process of fixing it. I begin the process of overhauling things. I begin the process of trying to figure out how I can become a true Ben Chorin. Because Ein Ben Chorin Ela Misha Metakin Es Atzmo. Because the real definition of Chairus is the ability to evolve. But let us also understand that Rome wasn't built in a day, although I don't like that, expression. That Yerushalayim wasn't built in a day. Hashata Hacha, Hashata Avdi. I recognize where I am, and I recognize where I need to get to. And I'm going to give myself the time, I'm going to have the staying power, ultimately again to arrive in my personal promised land. I'm going to give myself the time to be able to evolve from an Eved to a Ben Chorin. I'm going to give myself a time to get from here, ultimately to get to Yerushalayim. So Rabbi says, we should be Zochem Mirtz Hashem over the course of our Seder, over the course of our Avodah today, Erev Pesach is such a holy day. Such a holy day. The Kedusha that is in this day of Klal Yisrael, again, all bringing their Karbanos, of Klal Yisrael, all bringing the Karban Pesach. It's a manic day. It was always a hectic day, and it always will be a hectic day. Unfortunately, for us, it's not hectic in the right way. It should be hectic with the Karban Pesach. It's not yet hectic with the Karban Pesach, but there's still so much Avoda, so much to do. We should be Zochei Meretz Hashem to find our Chametz. We should be Zochei Meretz Hashem to have the courage to encounter, to really search out our Chametz. We should be Zochei Meretz Hashem to have the staying power to be patient with ourselves. To, on one hand, push ourselves to change, push ourselves to evolve, but Emir Tzashem also have the patience to grow incrementally and to grow in the right amount at the right time. We should be Zoche Emir Tzashem to have a beautiful Yom Tov, an uplifting Yom Tov. Halavai, we should be Zoche when we open the door tonight, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see all of our, that we've purged our chametz, that we're beginning the process of growth. And Halavai, we should be Zoche Emir Tzashem over the course of this Yom Tov, maybe over Chol HaMoed, maybe over last days, to welcome the Melech HaMashiach. And this Halavai should not just be Zeman Cheruseinu, but Shemir Tzashem be Zeman Gu. We'll all sing.
Amen. We're growing the wrong way.